As you guys are all aware, we made a roster move last night. Decisions like these are never easy. We consider a multitude of factors before we make a decision like this. But we do feel like this decision came at the right time, and it's in the best interest of the football team. We wish Richard well in the future. He's a very, very professional team player, and we wish him and his family well.
Joe, was this move mostly financial, or was it mostly performance-based?
I'm going to stand by the statement I just made. There was a multitude of factors that went into the decision. We took a lot of things into consideration, and this is what we came to.
How close are you to finding the slot guy in the nickel defense right now, which is Richard?
You know, it's August 21st. We got an important home opener against Tampa Bay this Saturday, and then we have another game against New Orleans where we have a chance to evaluate players. And then we have about 10 days before we open September 8th in Cleveland. So we've got work to do, there's no doubt about it. But we feel like we have good candidates, but we need work.
Does this mean the decision mean that Demetri Patterson was winning that starting spot?
Not necessarily. I mean, again, this is the decision that we came to for a variety of factors, and this is where we are.
Joe, does Brandon Fields handle the onside kicks now?
Right now he does.
What does he do well? What do you see there?
He's got a good knack for placement and the timing of it, the location of it. So he's going to handle that at this point.
Is something that he just came to you and said, Coach, I can do this? Or you?
No, he's been working at it. He's been working at it.
Joe, with this being a dress rehearsal, do you do a game planning for this game?
Have we been game planning? Absolutely.
This game.
Well, I mean, we've had game plans for each and every game. There's no question about it. But we've had more time the way the schedule was set up. We've, set up more time and devoted more practice time to this particular game. So absolutely we have a game plan.
At running back, are you going to set up situations for Daniel Thomas and Lamar Miller as far as, third down or what situations you want to see?
Sure. I mean, we've noted in the first three games, Chris, we've provided opportunities for Daniel to run behind the first unit, Lamar to run behind. We'll continue that as Saturday night, and also give them both third down work. They both need it.
Coach, does this game make halftime adjustments another level, take it to another level?
Well, we've had halftime adjustments in both, in the preceding games, and we'll certainly make some more. Hopefully we don't have to make too many. I hope we have a good game plan, a solid game plan that's working at halftime, but you always tinker with things a little bit at halftime, no doubt about it.
Coach, can you talk about Jonathan Martin and his transition from right tackle to left, how he's done this summer?
Yeah. I think he's been quietly improving, and that's probably a good thing for an offensive lineman. You don't want to be noticed too much as an offensive lineman. And I think his timing on his punch is getting better, his footwork's getting better. But again, it's continual work. He's working hard at it. He's very detailed in his preparation. And, I like the strides that he's making. He certainly has more to make.
Obviously, there's a difference between keeping three quarterbacks or two on your active roster. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've been on both sides of it. I mean, it's something that we'll have to consider. Hopefully we have a lot of tough decisions to make before we finalize the roster. And certainly there are teams in the National Football League that only carry two. There's some that carry three. And, that'll be one of those decisions that we're going to have to, address, and we're going to have to consider a lot of different factors.
How has Pat Devlin been doing lately? Apologize if you asked that.
No, I wasn't. He's doing well. He's, the thing that you like about Pat, he has a very good command of the system, and he plays fast. And that allows him to, he's performed well in the games that he's played. So hopefully we'll give him some more opportunities.
Did you see improvement from last year from him?
Absolutely, definitely.
As far as Ryan goes, his mental toughness, is there any moment or anecdote or anything that you've seen a real improvement in his mental toughness?
Well, I thought he had displayed good mental toughness the first start he had against Houston back in September of last year. He knew what went wrong. He didn't panic. He came out and played better in the second half after certainly a rough patch there of 4 or 5 minutes. So I think he's displayed good mental toughness really since the start.
In terms of your safety depth, where are you with a comfort level about the backups behind Rashard?
I like the upside of all those guys. I'd like to see them, perform in two more games and see if anybody can really distinguish themselves by their performance. I think there's guys there to work with. I like them. I think they've worked hard. They've shown some flashes during the course of training camp, but I'd like to see them, put a couple games of good performance back-to-back on film.